control for the Metroplex Thursday night, 8 o'clock at all. All hands welcome to join. Call in and take a standby to see if any short time mobiles out there. I'll call KBT real quick. Here, no short time mobiles. I'll take a standby for any check-in. Call KB2 Sugar Queen.
WD2LMD. Good evening, Walt.
And 2HIG. Good evening, Walt. Fire echoing.
Good evening, everyone on the net.
And 2KCJ. Good fall evening. I mean, good evening.
KB1LOY, James in Hawthorne, New York.
Okay, let you know who I have checked in so far. WB2LMB Glenn, and 2HIT Don, KC2DHU Jim, K2KCJ Kirby, KB1LOY James. Additional check-ins. KB2 Sugar Queen at control.
And 2UHT.
Hey, UHC, Nico, I have you additional check-ins. Call KB2, Sierra, Quebec, Nick McCoe.
KB2, Sierra, Quebec, this is KB2, VBO.
Cool. Don, we have you checked in, additional check-ins. Okay, what's the top of the list? To the shortwave listeners, Mary Walt and Dave up in the Catskills and possibly into G.H.I. Lewis, Hope in New Jersey. Yeah, health and well. Oh, maybe it's with UE to check in tonight to give me an update on K2KJI, but I think he's quite well. John, KB2BO, he can give me an update on Roy, KA2MME. I tried to call the Vicky, KA2VKW. Picked it up. Don, I appreciate you giving me the numbers, but the Amson service picked up both her cell phone and her regular house number. So, not able to give an update on Vicky. That, for the Glenn, up in, up in the Pocono, I mean up in the Catskills, WB2LMV. Glenn, good evening.
Well, very good evening to you, Paul, and everyone else on the net. This is WB2LMV. In Napanach, New York. Napanach, Indian name meaning land overflowing with water. And we got lots of streams and little lakes and everything around here. It's 53 degrees right now, going down in the 40s tonight, I suppose. Not a bad day. We had a beautiful day. 65 degrees, sunny. It was nice up here. Paul, I want to thank you for sending to me the email with the Skype. That fellow there, that he runs all those, his ham station via his cell phone. And the way they do it there with the Skype, and you could call the Skype with your cell phone and control everything from there. That was very interesting. I don't know if I'd ever go that route, because I'm not away from the station all that much to begin with. But for those that are, I'll tell you, that was pretty cool. That was the cat's pajamas, yep. Back to you, Paul. ABQ Sugar Queen from Willy Billy 2, lovely Mountain View.
Okay, Grant. Okay, well, thank John, KB2BBO. I think I got that from him, and I passed along to them. Walt also sent it to me. AE2AA sent it to me also. Got it from John first, KB2. I found the article quite also. There's always some gadgets out here to, and it's amazing how they can operate these darn things through Skype. Okay, though. Great with you and John. And 2HIT. Good evening to you. I sent you a copy of the newsletter. I hope you got it, Don. And thanks for sending me the numbers for Vicky, but was unsuccessful at. Come aboard, Don.
Okay, this is N2HIT. Time check in via echoing. Glenn, the Godfather, you're not the only one that had suffer from that big wind you sent up here, Paul. All systems are down. My tripod went down with the beams on it and the rotor, 20 to 440, 2 meters. And around 4:30, we were getting heavy cuts. I would say 55, 60 miles an hour. And took down the tripod. He even took down the master disc comb for the scanner, heavy-duty scanner. So I'm using a backup antenna for the scanner. All systems are down. I think by tomorrow I have to have them back up. So that 48 degrees here in Greenhawk, that's your mountain, New York State. I did get your letter. You got the same message on Vicki Van Zetta. I'm just back to net control and you're losing to all. Okay, Don, we're sorry to hear Van Zetta wind. I tell you, it was 45 miles an hour down here. See, I drove down Riverside Drive today, down to about, today. I didn't see any tree down there, so I don't think we had any problems locally here, but I don't know, Alice, man, plays that queen, got a few trees down, TV, so taking all your stuff, have you? Talking about it earlier, there was, at that point, you weren't a problem, so I guess it got a little bit stronger after evening there, huh? 48 degrees there. You might get the icicle award again tonight, Don, I don't know, 53 up in Napanock. Let's see, let's go to Jim, ACTPHE. Jim, good evening.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody out there. Don, yeah, I really saw you. Your antennas went down there. Man, you guys must have got mollified the wind up there. I noticed the winds were, prevailed out of the west-northwest. And, I got mountains blocking me in that direction. So the highest wind gust, believe it or not, that I recorded yesterday was 17 miles an hour. And, I forget what time that was, but it was sometime in the afternoon. Did have a 12-mile-an-hour gust today, 9:37 in the morning. And the wind was blowing on and off till about 4:30 in the dump. But, I think Don's going to get the icicle tonight. Don, you sounded real good on the Echo Link side, too, as well. You always sound good on RF. You sounded good on Echo Link. When you started talking, I had no idea you were on anything different. You sound just as good when you're going through the Godfather system or when you're coming through Echo Link. But I hope you get them antennas back up. And if you need a hand or something like that, I will be free on Sunday for the most part. If you need a hand, just give a holler there. Give Glenn a holler. He's got my cell phone number. Give me a call and I'll come up there and give you whatever help I can possibly give you. But that is a pain in the butt, with your whole system down, your scanner antennas down, you have backup and everything else. But at least you get it together. And that beautiful day up here today. Got 57 degrees on the nose right now. So I guess the guys in Catskills aren't getting the golden icicle tonight. Other than that, not much to report. RF, but I am looking forward to going to Barra on Saturday morning. I've got to get some NMO mounts, blow some holes to the roof of that Suburban and get some antennas on that thing for the wintertime there. And that's why I've been messing with it, getting that thing squared away for the winter, bit by bit. It's going to be the Suburban from hell, but it's coming together piece by piece. I hope they just last through the winter and a few more years after that. Back over to that control there. KB2SQ to get it. KC2DA2, San Francisco, New York.
Okay. And Don, I missed that one when you said you were coming through by Echo Link. What is he telling me that for? Now I understand. Okay, your system is down, so you're no antenna system to get into the Glenn system there. I got it now. Don, I'm running a little slow tonight. That went right over my head when you said you were coming in by Echo Link. The signal is beautiful, beautiful, Don. Okay, Jim, Barra Ham Fest is the weekend, Saturday. The Hall of Science is having theirs on Sunday, Northern Long Island section. Sunday, October 11th, the Hall of Science hosts their second Ham Fest of the year, like at 7:30. It was open to buyers at 9, the Hall of Science. Barra Ham Fest is Saturday. Saturday, I put in Ridgewood Road up in Washington Township. Jimmy, look for, I don't know if I'm going to make it Saturday or not, but Metroplex does have a table. I imagine some of the guys might have on the Metroplex badges. They wear Frank KA2VB, and also John, I believe, KB2VBO will be there. Walter, and I believe Armin, so roaming around there. Look for those guys there. Straight with you. Let's go down to Florida. See how things are with Kirby there. NTKTJ, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Paul. sitting to the band.
Nothing new to report down this way.
Back in a heat wave again, that's about it. And I got a late snack going, so I'm going to be in a listening mood for a while. Back to net control.
Okay, Trevor, well, I appreciate you stopping in. Man, let's see. I had my midnight, my dinner until around 5 o'clock today. That's around the time that we usually eat on. I try to eat earlier to have a little snack or something for morning with sugar and stuff. I try to eat a small snack from time to time, you know. Yours, Kirby, and if you don't come back to me. Let's go up to Hawthorne, New York. KB1 LOY. James, good evening.
Look, KB1LOY, Hawthorne, New York, and we're just having a beautiful evening here. We're just sitting down, relaxing, finished up my cup of tea after my dinner, and we're just doing some chores here, getting ready to go out on the west coast next week. I'll be out of town, heading up to Vancouver, Washington for a convention I'm going to, a Korean reading convention, and on the way back, we'll stop down in Los Angeles to take another look at a company we've been looking to have a subcontractor of ours. And then we'll be heading back. So we got a busy week ahead of us. We're heading out on Saturday. Sorry I can't make the Hamfest there. And Don, sorry to hear about your unfortunate wind adventure there with the antenna. Now I know how that is not really very convenient. And if I could help when I came back, I certainly would be willing to help you out with that. You still got a problem. I know how it is. My antennas fortunately survived. I was looking at them this morning, making sure that we didn't have any problems. We did get quite a wind. It was howling pretty good last night. But survived, and if I could help out, then I will be out of town, but the week after I will be back. So with that, I'll turn it back to net control.
Okay, James. Did you go to Boston this past, let's see, was it this past week you went up to Boston, James?
That's correct, there. Yep, went up to Boston over the weekend, had to get my bushes trimmed and get all my stuff done up there. I'll get all the fall chores done up there and got all that done and got my inspection sticker and got all that stuff done and made it back here and on Sunday. Actually, Sunday was a pretty good day, but it rained pretty good up there on Saturday, so that's where we were this weekend up to Boston.
Okay, well, I'm glad you had a good trip up and back. Yeah, we had winds down here in Central Park, I believe, at one point. All it was 57, gusts up to 57 at one point, but I believe, had to correct me in the paper, it may have gone into the 60s at some point. High winds down here, that's for sure. I know Ellen would make sure that everyone had their terraces off and, or tie down items and make sure that we didn't have anything flying around out there loosely. On and on and on last night, I tell you. I thought it was an effective baseball game, too, but it didn't. That stadium. Of course, everybody knows now the Yankees won. James, break with you. Let's go to Nico. And to Uniform Hotel Tango. Nico, good evening.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everyone on the net. Coming to you straight from Tenafly. Nothing new to report. Lovely evening. Just finished doing some shopping and sitting at my desk and listening to the net. Make it short and I'll pass it back to Paul. Net control, pick it up.
Okay, and before I go to John, let's see if there's anyone else standing by to check in. KB2SQ net control, looking for additional check-ins. Okay, John, good evening to you. KB2VBO, aboard. Pass along for the net, to SQ.
Yo?
Net?
I'd like to take this on light on our friends had an incident, we all know. Go to the exercise. Problem, Tolink, that was not a serious thing. Tolink, problem as usual. Copy of the article of possibly be used solely at Tolink. Now, I hope they did a better job of taking it. I originally, I believe I signed that.
Did I sign that?
USL, 82SQ. I think it's reset now.
there and long-winded.
You want to time that about maybe 8 to 10 seconds.
Okay. All right. Let it go like that and, you know, carry on. KB2, VBO.
Okay. And my response to that and your call, I haven't decided yet whether I will continue with the Echolink. I don't want my call associated with Don with on any emergency exercises taking place. I was not aware, to be very honest with you, that backup for that. Got a call from the OE Ramsey about it. Gave me a call, so I haven't decided yet, but I will let you know my decision on this. But I will continue with the Echolink because I don't want to give up service with the police department. I know how important it is that keep stuff open. Although I was involved with from across the pond, apparently, I don't even think that from what you told me on the phone, they weren't just talk to anyone here, but my call was involved and want the OEM out there, whoever I get, on Metroplex to continue to keep a good, clean name. So I'm leaning more to the left than I am to the right on that. With that, let me see, I've come to the end of the list and see what if we have any additional check-ins there. KB2 Sugar Queen. Let's see, where are my regulars here? Alpha Charlie 2 Bravo Delta, Issa? WA2SAJ Armand, wake up. KB2 Sugar Queen. AE2AA, Walt, are you around? Looks like we may have a short nap here tonight. Anyway, I'll go back up to the top. By the way, John, do you have any update on Roy, KA2 Mike Echo?
Haven't spoken to Roy directly, but says to me that somebody was speaking to him the other day, comfortably at home, quite well.
Okay, John, that's good news. It's always good news. Now, sometimes Harold comes in and checks in with him, checks with him. But good news, I'm sure. Let's go back up to the top for another run through and see what's going on with everybody. Let me see, N3FTX. No, he's crying. The Phillies lost today, so I can understand Dan may not be on. WB2LMV, just for comments from you, Glenn.
Okay, this is WB2LMV. Don, I was surprised to hear Don's antennas come down. I hadn't known that. I had no idea until just now when he mentioned it on the net here. But, I had that 650-foot loop I have. I had one section of it came down, but it was easy to get back up. That's all I lost here. And I had it back up already. So, but all the other antennas for the links and the repeater and all that stuff there, they stayed fast. So I was in good shape with that. But Don, if you need me to come over and help if I can, I'll be over there. Just say the word there, buddy. And that's about it. Back to net. WB2LMV.
Okay, dope. Don, you got the icicle award again this week. 48 degrees up there. And after you'll go down to around 40, maybe 42, 43 tonight before it's over. We're sorry to hear about all that wind, man. N2HIT, additional comments.
Okay, N2HIT, seems like it's time. We'll get the award again. That's 47 now, so we'll be going down. Good sleep night, and I say thanks to all that. Not surprised, that's with the family of Ham, the Brotherhood of Ham Radio Operations, with all the help offered. But no, most of the system's ready to be back up. All my HF stuff is up. With 5 acres of land, I have dipoles that go across the band. My late model Kimwood's got automatic antenna tuner in it, and I have a multi-band vertical for HF, so that's all good. only antennas went down was the 2-meter, 440, and the 220. Those are Yagis with was on a on the rotor. And they all set up to go back up. So probably tomorrow it's supposed to be rain. So Saturday I'll probably be back in operation with those bands. And that's basically it. And I went over to Radio Shack today and brought another just called scanner antenna, Glenn Monticello. I set that up sitting in the rear back there in a carport. And that'll go up tomorrow. I'm using a backup antenna. So thanks for all the help from all the gentlemen there. With that up, everything is basically good. And I'm glad none of the trees came down, Glenn. But it must have been, Paul, the gust that came after I talked to you about 4:30, 5 o'clock when it happened. It really picked up. I would say maybe 55 to 65 miles an hour gust. And one big tree went down in the back, way in the back of the property. We heard it, but we didn't see it. But it was a big one. Other than that, we were all safe. I didn't mind the antennas. None of the trees close to the house come down, so I still count my blessings. And by Saturday, I should be back up. With that, I'll pass it back to Net Control, and may everybody have a good evening and be safe. Back to KB2 Sierra Connect. Nice net as always, Paul.
Okay, Don. What was I going to comment on?
Yeah, because you were talking to me earlier today. You had somebody to come up and look at some of the trees, to inspect some of the trees that you thought maybe whether or not they would withstand strong winds and all that kind of stuff, Don. So I guess they did, and that worked out for you, but the antennas, that's rough.
Okay.
Glad to know you got them ready to go back up and everything.
Then let's go to Jim in Tompkins Cove.
Up near Bear Mountain,
KC2DHU. Jim, additional comments.
Good evening once again, Paul, and everybody on the net there. I got a suggestion. I understand you had that problem with the OEM there, with the repeater. And, it may be, some of the fellows on the system down there are really not, they used to talk about a repeater. And I notice a lot of guys that talk on repeaters, they don't let anything drop in. They're back and forth. You try to get a word in it twice, it'll never happen. And with Echolink, there's a delay in there. Probably, I would say the best thing you could possibly do is in your next newsletter there, put out some guidelines for Echolink. And let people know that when they talk, when one guy's done talking, let it drop, and let it wait 4 or 5 seconds. Let everything recycle, let it reset. That way, if there's something like that going on, if somebody needs to go in there, they'll hear somebody say, break, break, and if they can pick up that braking station and find out what the heck's going on there. Because there is a little bit of delay, but even on direct repeater talk, not that the repeaters around here are busy, but when they are, people get kind of, keyed up and they start talking real fast. As soon as one drops the mic, the other one drops the mic. And it's a habit you have to get into with Echolink. And, it took me when I first started out with it, a while to get used to it, too. Just to wait for everything to drop, man. You hear a clear channel out there, the next guy picks it up. So it may just be put out a little guide, in your next newsletter there. That way everybody gets a little bit more familiar with the delay and the timing and everything else. And, the fact that, the repeater is, really there, just BSing is great, of course, but when some of the chips are down and you really need that thing for emergency management, somebody's got to get in there, or for an emergency situation that they can, there's a little bit of break there, they can hear a braking station come in and at least pick them up and say, hey, look, we need the repeater, this is an emergency situation or a test or a drill or whatever. Could you please clear the frequency? And I'm sure everybody would oblige, but they got to leave that little bit of time in there for somebody to be able to get in. That's just my 2 cents on the, I hope.
here. I don't want to get anything. I like to keep the temperature just the way it is here, Paul. Keep the wind a little bit down, keep the sunshine coming, and that's the way we want it. Back to net control. Just give you one LOY clear.
Okay, James. Yeah, I want you to have a good trip out, by the way. Hope you're in the weather. I was watching the news the other night, and let me see. Oh, I had it right on the tip of my tongue, but one of the states got about 12 inches of snow. What the devil was in there?
That's something
with my mind, my memory. But time of the year for stuff to start snowing out there. I know people that travel back and forth to California getting a little late to be taking the northern route, so we'll see what happens there. Hopefully you won't run into that weather when you go out to Washington, back into California. I'm sure you're flying and not driving, that's for sure, James. And, Don gets the Icicle Award. He got it last week. Something that started last week. He got the Icicle Award last week, and he's doing it again this week. And I was just thinking maybe he's going to get it to hold throughout the winter. James, and again, have a safe trip. Let's go to Nico. N-U-N-N-U-N-2-U-H-T. Nico, additional comments from you, sir.
Good evening again, NTUHT here. I don't know if I'm the only one who is noticing that you know, the quality today is not up to par. Can hardly hear John Maniwa's talking, and you come in scratchy, so I don't understand that. I don't know if I'm the only one who hears it, or is it across the net. Back to you, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Mentioned it, Zane, to me. Signals are very good here, by the way, Nico. Anyone else experiencing any difficulty with my signal? Getting into the repeater tonight, KB2 Sugar Queen.
KB2 VBO. I did notice when Nico keyed up, there was, he had intelligible audio. It sounded good. But there was a little bit higher level of background noise. I guess it's possible something's going on locally over there, you know, on your end there, Nico.
No, the noise you hear in the background is my speaker that reacts to the RF. I just turned them off, but my receive signal is awful over here. I don't know if something went bad with my antenna or if nobody else hears it, then it's on my end.
Okay, just, just a speculation on my part.
Okay. Okay, Don, Nico. And, Don, down to you for any additional comments. Before we shut down the net, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Okay. Problem with the Echo Link, and great. Very clearly described that. Do appreciate that. I should have done a better job myself. And, we'll let it go with that. And we're going to be working on a little bit better control of the repeater, and particularly the Echo Link, because as everybody knows that Paul is the control operator and Anna was be there 24/7. So we're going to be working on this. So I'll let it go with that. We're with everybody. This is KB2 VDO. Wishing everybody a pleasant evening. 7-3.
Yeah, that was Jim up in Tompkins Cove. KCTBHU made the comment, John.
Okay, that brings us to the end of the list. We've gone through it twice, and I appreciate everybody checking in with us this evening. Don't forget the Barrowham Fest this Saturday. And anyone in
address and going to the Hall of Science and with the Radio Club Amfest Sunday. And thank you all for checking in with us tonight. With that, this is KB2 Sugar Queen. Turn this frequency back to General Amateur Youth and saying good evening. KB2 is